is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Riot police moved in on protesters in the southern Myanmar city of Dawei on Saturday as crowds defied their increasingly brutal attempt to crush the anti-coup movement. Tear gas scattered demonstrations in two places around the small city, which has been the scene of a number of violent police actions against protesters, all since the military seized power in a February 1st coup. Pope Francis and Iraq's top Shiite cleric have delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence, urging Muslims to embrace Iraq's long beleaguered Christian minority during an historic meeting. Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani said religious authorities have a role in protecting Iraq's Christians and that they should live in peace and enjoy the same rights as other Iraqis. The Vatican says Francis thanked al-Sistani for having raised his voice in defense of the weakest and most persecuted during some of the most violent times in Iraq's recent history. Pope then traveled to the ruins of the ancient city of Ur, the traditional birthplace of the biblical patriarch Abraham, for an interfaith meeting. At least 20 people were killed and 30 wounded by a suicide car bomb just outside a restaurant near the port in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. This is according to emergency services officials. The blast late Friday sent plumes of smoke into the sky and triggered gunfire, witnesses and state-owned media reported. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. Islamist group Al-Shabaab frequently carries out such bombings as part of its campaign to topple Somalia's central government and establish its own rule of Sharia law. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has signaled support to replace decades-old authorizations for the use of military force in the Middle East a little more than a week after he relied on those authorizations to carry out a retaliatory airstrike in eastern Syria. The Biden administration announced its position after a bipartisan bill was introduced earlier this week that would repeal the 1991 and 2002 authorizations that presidents from both parties have repeatedly used for legal justification to carry out strikes. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden was committed to working with Congress to replace the authorizations with a more narrow and specific framework. The arrival of COVID-19 vaccines should not tempt countries to relax efforts to fight the coronavirus pandemic, top World Health Organization officials are saying, citing concern that Brazil's epidemic could spread to other countries. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus described the epidemic in Brazil as very, very concerning and warned of a possible regional spillover. Meanwhile, the head of the WHO-led mission to Wuhan, China, said the findings of that mission, investigating the origins of the virus that causes COVID-19, are expected in mid-March. And in the United States, just as some states are starting to lift their mask requirements, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released a study that finds mask wearing decreases the spread of COVID-19 and indoor dining leads to more cases. U.S. immigration authorities will no longer use a small Pennsylvania detention center to hold parents and children seeking asylum. In a court filing, the U.S. government said it had released all families detained at the 96-bed Berks County Family Detention Center in Leesport, Pennsylvania. The detention center will instead be used by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to hold adults. Larger family detention centers in two rural South Texas cities remain open, but will only be used to detain people for 3 days or less. Lawyers who work with detained immigrant families welcome the news and credited the Biden administration for announcing the shift. And Japan extended a state of emergency in the Tokyo area by 2 weeks to try to combat COVID-19, prompting a heartfelt apology by the prime minister. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.